Page 36, Navigating the Social Scene as People with Vision Loss by Joyce Kleiber from Vision Access, Volume 15, Number 3, Use with Permission. Richard Rueda, CCLVI's newly elected first vice president, led a lively discussion on this topic at the ACB convention in July 2008. This panel was co-sponsored by the National Association of Blind Students and CCLVI. Panelists and audience members offered the following questions and comments on this topic. I am often asked, how can you recognize me from across the room at our meeting, but not when I walk up to you at the supermarket? Because I know where you belong, and I don't expect to see you at the market. I'm not a very social person. My social interactions are around my work. I have a few people, my small social group, that I try to spend time with when I'm not working. It's hard enough to be single when you can see people around you, but being visually impaired brings many additional challenges. Making eye contact is hard. Where do you go to meet people? Get out where people are. If you're in a room full of people that you'd love to meet at a large party, for example, after having a conversation with someone, ask that person, "Do you know someone that would be interesting for me to meet? Can you introduce me to that person?" Continue this way throughout the whole evening and meet many people. As an adult, I find things to get out and be where the people are. An event in my neighborhood, a farmer's market, or a coffee shop. I even talk to people when I'm waiting in line. That's a great opportunity to meet people. It's the attitude you have that's important. At the bus stop, I say good morning. I know when people get on the bus, and I greet them. Some of them have become good friends after riding to work with me for an hour every day. Page 37. If you're meeting someone for the first time, pick a place you're familiar with, one that is safe that you can get to by bus and you know where the restrooms are. Check out the menu online before your date. Choose the location by the lighting or the time of day that works best for you. The challenge of a future mother-in-law, she may assume and say to your intended partner, if you marry him or her, it will be so much work for you. You will not be able to have kids because she or he will not be able to take care of them. It's human nature to fear the unknown. It may take time to change those assumptions. When my mother-in-law sees me in my kitchen, she will know that I am a capable person. Spouses, even those without disabilities, are sometimes burdens on each other. Everyone has good and bad days. Everyone has some kind of problem. In a good marriage, partners give and take all the time. The fact that you have a visual impairment needn't get in the way of others finding out who you are as a person. Still, a new relationship takes time. Advances in technology and research make me confident about having a child who may inherit my disability. When others question me about this, I reply, "Do you think my life is less valuable because I have a disability?" If a person chooses not to date me because I don't see well, I tell myself, "It's your loss. I'm awesome. Can't you see I'm cute, that I have a cute personality?" I see myself in a positive light. Accepting myself makes a difference. Pretend to know people. Walk up and say hello. Be comfortable with who you are. Be open and honest. I'm a BS detector. I cut to the chase quickly. I project confidence. When someone accepts me with my visual impairment, I know this person has a good character, really has compassion, a good personality, is capable of good conversation, and is not just someone who is good-looking.